The Rays are trying to avoid the sweep to the Mariners, and Blake Snell gets some very early offensive support from Kevin Kiermaier.
Here it comes, swing and a high drive into deep center field. Heredia back towards the track, looking up at the wall, and it's gone! Home run! A leadoff homer for Kevin Kiermaier, and it's 1-0 Rays.
Swing and a miss, runner going, got a chance to get him. He is out at second. And a cut and a miss of the 2-2 to Motter. And a ground ball to third. Longoria steps on the bag. And that's 7 innings for Blake Snell of shutout baseball.
1-0 Rays here in the bottom of the 7th. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a drive, right field and deep. Back at it is Haniger to the wall, and it's gone! It's a 2-run home run. It's 3-0.
Last chance for Seattle. Colome pitches to Cruz. Grounded into the hole at short. Diving it to Perea. Gets up. The long throw to first. He is out, and the Rays have won it. What a fabulous play to end the day, and the Rays with a shutout of the Seattle Mariners. They finally eclipsed them for the first time in 2017.
The Rays avoid the series sweep and snap a 4-game losing streak, as well as Seattle's 4-game win streak. Blake Snell has won back-to-back starts after going winless in his first 15 of the year. Kevin Kiermaier is 5-for-12 in 3 games since coming off the DL, and he jump-starts the Tampa Bay offense on Sunday with his leadoff homer.
In an ideal situation, you always want to start the game off with a bang any way you can, and for me, I was just trying to be ready from the first pitch, and he flipped me in a curveball there, 0-0, which has never happened to me out of leadoff spot. You know, ball, and then I get to 2-0, and I told myself again, well, here comes a heater. I'm going to get one to hit, and, I was on time, put a barrel on it, backspin enough for it to go out, and, felt really good to hit a ball like that again. It's been a while, but to get the team going right there from the first inning was great, and then, you look back at it, if that was a game-winning homer on the first, that's all credit due to Blake Snell and what he did to that team the whole game, shutting them down. And great win for us today all around. And, this is one that can start creating momentum for us. So we got to just ride this out. And, if our pitchers keep throwing the way they have been, we're going to be just fine. And, our offense, we just need to keep stepping up and scoring runs any way we can.
For once, you guys got all three elements of the game. You got pitching, you got tee hitting, you got defense.
Yeah, and, I hate referring back to the rough stretch that we just had, but that's the nature of the game sometimes, and we can't erase that. But moving forward, we make a run right here, and we're going to put that in the past, and we got to play our best baseball for the next 34 games or wherever we have, and see what happens. But we're going to have to stay focused and locked in from pitch one from here on out. And like I said, we have a team that can be very dangerous. And like I said, we're not going to let that bad stretch affect us, because we play the way we're capable of here on out. We'll be just fine. But like I said, that needs to happen sooner than later.
3 games back in, how you feeling?
I feel really good. Timing feels good. I feel good at the plate on defense, on the bases. So that's all I can ask for. Back hip, all that feels great. So I'm just glad my body's cooperating the way I want it to be. And that's half the battle, but that's what I was, and I think everyone else was curious to see about. But I can honestly say I feel great, and hopefully create havoc for the rest of the season. See what happens.
You missed as much time as you missed. Are you somewhat surprised that no. You haven't been locked in as young?
No, that's what minor league rehab's for, and I just try to have the same at bats down there as I do up here with the same approach. And like I said, you guys look at the box scores and see I have no hits, but I was bearing up balls down there. And, same thing here, but, just find holes now. And just one of those things where, I try to stay locked in as possible. I know how hard this game is, and, try to ride this roller coaster of emotions. But right now I feel good at the plate. Going to go in the off day with my head held high. Come back against the Blue Jays on Tuesday and try to do some damage against those guys.
With the win, the Rays' record stands at 61-65 for the year. Here's their manager, Kevin Cash.
It's nice to get a win. Got started off right with KK, big home run. Ended really well with Hetchy's play. And then also Hetchy's big 2-run homer to give us a little bit of breathing room. But obviously the story of the game is Blake Snell's performance. Really impressed the way that he went up against that lineup with some very good hitters, veteran hitters. Just kept attacking, used his fastball. the zone that he was working in, both pitchers. It was a, you know, I think it was a very conservative zone, very consistent. But that did not deter Blake from working outside of it. He came right in and attacked and got just tremendous results throughout the game. But we needed a win. There's no doubt. And the guys going into the off day should feel good.
He talked yesterday. He was talking about his focus on each pitch and not worrying about the last pitch or anything.
Yep.
The seventh inning when he had Cruz up there in the spot and then Mara up there in the big spot, I mean, that's kind of an example of that.
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, if you're not focused on what you're doing to Nelson Cruz, he's going to beat you even when you are. He'll definitely beat you when you're not. The focus, to me, that really showed up the Toronto start, and maybe it just carried over. I mean, there were some quirky plays that didn't go in his favor. A big three-run homer that also didn't go in his favor after an odd play. He didn't waver from that. He wasn't thinking about that. He went right onto the next pitch, next hitter, next out. And, if that carried over to today, it definitely showed.
His pace out there seemed to be picking up. Is that a sign of him just trusting the catcher?
I think so. Anytime you have a guy that's throwing the ball well and in a good rhythm, you start to see a little bit of a quicker pace, more momentum. And I think Blake felt really good with his stuff. I mean, his stuff, I said in Toronto, was really good. Today, it probably matched it. I mean, threw a couple sliders early that were good, but then the curveball was kind of the weapon that came out today. I mean, the fastball changeup's generally always there, but the curveball was a pitch that he put guys away with and got some chase today with.
Just taking this last set of starts that he's had where he's been really effective, what would you say is the difference?
The fastball approach. Yeah.
Him in the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I talked to Hick on it on the bench today, and I was asking him, his velo's even gotten up. I know he's made a couple mechanical adjustments. Some are very subtle adjustments, even like centering up more on the rubber, getting him in line. And, Hick feels maybe that's freed him up a little bit where the velo's spiked. But the biggest adjustment Blake has made is his intent with the fastball and driving the fastball in the zone.
The way he threw it, the way you guys are throwing, do you figure if we can just get some offense?
Yeah.
We're going to be.
Yeah. Look. We got to move past what's taken place over the last 3 weeks. There's no doubt about that. We're to the point now where we just got to go play good baseball and see what happens. You can sit and say, well, if you do what you did, if you go 19 and, we went 9-20. If we flip it and go 20-9, where are we? I don't know. But we got to go play good baseball. The teams that are ahead of us have played good baseball to get in that spot, because there's a bunch of teams that probably – the industry had written off, and now they got hot and put themselves in a good situation. The thought is it's time for us to go play good and get hot.
Blake Snell ties a career high with 7 innings pitched on Sunday. The left-hander is now 2-6 for the year with a 4.42 ERA.
Yeah, just focus on each pitch and just locate. If it doesn't happen, get ready for the next one.
You battled so long this year, with a lot of different things. Does it kind of feel like everything's come together now?
I wish it would have came together a lot sooner, but no, I feel really good about where I'm at right now and just got to keep working and getting better.
Was there anything you felt like you were doing particularly well today?
I felt like me and Suki had a really good rhythm going. I felt like he knew what was working. He knew where he wanted the pitches to be. I felt like that helped me a lot. He's just so good back there that it made me that much better today.
And they've been really aggressive this whole series. Mm-hmm. Was there anything you did to play against that?
Throw strikes, attack the zone, and just see what happens after that.
That big strikeout of Cruz, did you think that was like a especially important part of the game for the guy on base?
Yeah, any at bat against a really good hitter is always going to be a big at bat, especially when one bad pitch, he can capitalize. So, yeah, I'd say it was a big pitch.
The Rays are now off until Tuesday when they play host to the Blue Jays. Chris Archer will make the start.